Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Oh, if you like free trips, do listen to the show in about 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
I like free trips.
Kelly, you can't win because you're on the show, but you can give them away with us. How about that?
I like giving away free trips.
We'll give you the details here in about 20 minutes.
All right.
We are playing this song for a reason.
What? This is how we do it?
The highly anticipated Big Al Mac performance.
Oh, boy.
I have PTSD listening to it now.
We have Caroline Craddock in studio, who now runs Kids Kids.
Yes, she does.
It started because of you. Now you run it, and you had the first ever 90s party for Kids Kids.
Yes.
The new Kids Kids on the Block party.
New Kids Kids on the Block.
Caroline, this was great. We were looking at each other. I was sober, you guys. I was sober at the party.
At the party.
So I remember everything.
How? It was free alcohol.
Because I was so sick.
Right?
It was all I could do to get myself there. I was like loaded up on a little bit of medicine. Tylenol, really. But anyway, I was sitting there kind of like taking inventory of the party. I'm like, this actually turned out to be a really great party. And
it did.
I'm surprised we haven't done it before. And it was great. So thank you, Caroline. We need to do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again
next
year.
It was really great. And that was me sober. Like, I would have had so much fun if I had been drunk like you guys.
There was a big, dance floor. Then there was an area where you could just chill and eat.
Yeah,
there
was
a Max from Saved by the Bell, which is where I went and kept getting myself some sliders.
Yeah. Everybody was dressed in 90. Well, not everybody, but
a lot of people
were dressed in something to emulate the 90s, you know, to remind you of the 90s.
Was this a successful night in your eyes, Caroline?
It was huge because, I mean, we knew people were going to buy their tickets last minute, but we were a little bit scared. Like, okay, we hope this is successful.
Right, and, right.
We were expecting around 350 people, and we had about 500 people show
up.
Wow,
cool.
And my best friend worked, we had a raffle. My best friend was working it, like, in, like, they would take turns, and she worked it for 20 minutes and said they raised, like, $2,000, and it went like that the whole night.
Oh, we had a bunch of cool different experiences and items you could buy with the raffle.
Yeah, we had really lots of cool.
And a blind silent auction. We had that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the totals on how we did raising money?
Yeah, we're still getting everything in order.
We are?
But the silent auction items, you have that, right?
Not,
the sheets?
Not like on me.
Not all of them. Because you only know one of them.
I only know yours because that's the only one she could remember.
I know mine. What was his?
JC, dinner with JC and Kenzie at the
Drum
Capitol
roll.
Grill Steakhouse went for $1,500.
Whoa! Nice
for dinner?
Awesome.
Nice job.
And I know who you're going with.
You do?
Yeah. I know who won it.
Who?
Nice job.
Michael P.
He's my attorney.
Yeah! I love that
guy.
He
and his wife are a lot of fun.
I love that guy.
Awesome. But I don't know.
I have no idea. Mine went for that much, too.
Yeah?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Dinner with Caroline?
Hey, now.
Yeah?
Right.
Caroline gets some dinner.
I have no idea.
Who'd you win with?
Yeah. These two girls that are awesome that I met at the party.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they were the ones. Maybe I'm confused.
Sorry, Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna has one, and I have two, because I don't have a boyfriend.
I thought Caroline told me that two girls bought Jenna, but it must have been two girls bought you.
Yeah, it was
Caroline. Forget. I'm confused now.
Uh-oh. Two girls always buying me, so. Mm.
And all that's going to Kids Kids.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So it was awesome.
So we'll find out.
Y'all like the band?
Oh, yeah, the band was awesome.
The Clinton years.
Didn't they kill it?
So good.
All 90s music.
They were great.
Until Al decided, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I guess we'll get into that right now because Caroline was talking about how she was going to perform with the band.
She did.
She was back in her little cubicle area.
Killed it.
And Al and I walked back there one day. It was like, what, a month out, month and a half out before the party?
Yeah, probably about that, yeah.
And we started chatting. We're like, it'd be pretty fun to do that too. And Caroline's like, hey, let me talk to the band. She talks to them, like, super awesome. Let's do it. Al, what do you want to sing? JC, what do you want to sing? We picked our songs.
Yeah.
We had a month and a half. We went and practiced with the
plenty
band.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Killed it.
JC, you went with a song that you could probably do on your own without seeing the words.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He went in. He already knew the song.
He already knew it.
That's important.
He killed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to know the song you're singing.
Yeah.
I agree.
A good thing.
We were going to do All the Small Things, but then we did research and All the Small Things came out in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they released it, even though the album was 99.
Yeah.
So I went with What's My Age Again, which was released in 99 and it's a 90 song. And I love Blink 182. This is a little portion of how my performance went.
Awesome. But then I turned on the TV. And after that, the thoughts you walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And after the world, my TV show. What the hell is it? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
I would have loved you to have done a Nirvana song because you had a flawless Kurt Cobain costume on. I loved it.
Thank you.
Kinsey was Courtney Love. And if you're watching on Kid TV, it is so funny to watch Kinsey just like fangirling over him. She keeps putting her hands up on stage.
I love my wife.
She's so cute.
She was right in front of the stage the entire time, touching me. Like, she made me feel like a rock star, yeah. Even though it's the girl I'm married to. And then I got off the stage, and she's all teary-eyed, which is fine because she's Courtney Love, so
yeah,
her makeup's supposed to be running.
Anyway, yeah.
And she looked at me, and she goes, "That was so fun. I wish you could do that every time."
Wow. So now you know.
Yeah. So now I need to do that.
Get
more.
Up on the coffee
table. Yeah, my wife was all about it.
Yeah.
And then Big Al Mac was up next.
So when you perform, when you went up to perform and they called your name and you were first,
yeah.
I made a beeline to the bar because I was nervous. I hadn't really been nervous up to that point, but I was pretty nervous like right then. So I had to go and get me a little vodka treat.
Okay, that's good.
More.
Yes.
I saw him on my way to the bathroom,
yeah.
I just got, I didn't get a good feeling about it.
You weren't feeling good about it, Caroline?
No.
Did you ever feel good about it?
No, but I mean, I felt worse about it when I saw him in person.
Uh-huh. I've said, the idea of karaoke, I'm fine with, because I normally sing a song that I kind of know, or know really well. And
right.
I'm saying karaoke, if I had to guess 2,000, maybe 3,000 times in my life, but that, you know, words are right there and everything's all good.
This, you don't have to put any effort into
this
it.
This one was different because there's a live band right behind
me. And they're a good band.
And they're very, very good. And they know the song.
Very well.
Very well. I, on the other hand, have heard this song a million times. I've never bothered to sing this song karaoke or any, just...
Or practice.
Everybody knows the chorus.
He practiced once.
This is how we do it, Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
I told Kelly after we were on stage, I'm like, well, Tracy and Al are going to sing and I don't feel good. So she's like, I'd just go home and let it be a surprise for Monday.
Did you leave?
So
you,
honestly, I did not see. I was in the back of the room saying some goodbyes, and my hearing was kind of off because I was sick, and so I only heard Al's like first couple of notes.
Yeah.
Oh, you
and
heard
I turned
the good
to my
part.
Friend, and I'm like,
I'm out.
Okay, not bad. I'm out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to hear.
Oh,
how
you
it
missed
went.
A treat.
It started off strong, you guys.
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
Right. I left. Yeah.
Recover.
Try.
You have all the words on your little.
I have an iPad.
They did it. So
horrible.
Not bad. She flubbed a little bit, but you know what?
You were mumbling in there, but people were drunk. It was in the end of the night.
The bad part was because I probably that portion of the song I probably knew without reading. I probably did, but I was trying to read and sing and.
It throws
maybe
you
dance,
off.
And it just threw me off. So,
well, we had some rhythm problems, too, that we were trying to work on with you, and I knew you weren't going to go home and practice it like I told you.
So
pull the curtain back.
So that was the good part.
Yeah, pull the curtain back, because on Friday, Kelly Raspberry went to the back after we did, I think it was on Flesh the Format, because they played the song. And I think you were saying, I need to put a stop to this.
Yeah.
To Big Al Mac performing.
Were you scared?
I just said, you know, it's one thing if you get up there and you've practiced and you mess up, that's funny. But if you don't even rehearse and it's just bad for the sake of being bad, there's no point in getting up there.
I probably sang that song. Honestly, I probably sang it about 30 times.
You tried it. You were practicing.
Half of the time looking at the lyrics, the other time just riding in the car because I was listening to it, trying to
absorb it.
It's just hard to memorize a song. So, but I tried.
So
I tried.
The first part you did fine, Al. I'll give you a B.
Oh, there's more.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh, that was the highlight right there. We could actually end this segment.
No. Let's
we could end this
thing.
Segment. Right
See, that was 50 seconds of a three minute, 23 second song.
Yeah.
This is Big Al Mac's second part of the song.
Oh, yeah, it's a 90s theme party. So what do you do?
Yeah.
What?
This, apparently.
I lost it.
Oh my God.
That was it.
And this is where I also stopped.
Yeah, so I just waved.
Oh, I thought you were going on to the next part.
I just waved the band off at that point. I just,
why continue?
I waved the band. I just
why
cut.
Do I feel like you did something
just
else?
Cut. So then,
oh.
I felt like a failure, Jenna. I mean, I'm talking.
Don't
to
tell
you
me you tried to go current country
so
on this.
All
oh,
I could do.
He tried, and
you're
he succeeded.
That predictable.
All yeah. I could do after a dismal failure oh. like this was reach into my arsenal of country music and pull out the
but
song
that's not
without
for the party.
Telling the band.
I know
the band doesn't know the song.
The band doesn't know the song.
I had to do something just to
just
try
like you
to,
had to auction off that tequila.
I just had.
You
to do something.
To.
I had to do something. So this is all I know. And
redneck, white trash, and blue collar. I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. Say that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true. But it still sounds pretty cool. They can buy me a boat. They can buy me a truck to put. They can buy me a Getty 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, I know what they say. Money can't buy anything. So.
Props to the band.
Props
who
to the band.
Had no idea how the
never
song goes.
Played that song.
Never
oh,
played
yeah.
it.
And it's so funny because I'm watching Ben, who plays the piano. He's like yelling at them, like, E flat, C. Like, he's trying to give them the chords beforehand. They have no idea
like,
what.
I don't
song.
Know.
It's probably what bands in situations like that
it.
Hate
yeah.
the most.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
but the
yeah.
thing is, no one says no to Al.
No.
That's, mm-hmm. So it's kind of on all of us.
No, and
no one says
show.
No to Al.
Yeah.
That was. Just what I could do.
Kelly,
I just,
what's
you
wrong?
Do what you could do.
Oh, Kelly.
She wasn't happy.
I was booing him. That's what I did. That was my contribution.
We were least supportive of each other.
That's who it was. I heard
was
some booing somewhere.
I was like, this is not the 90s.
It's not. That's true.
Boo.
I don't like that.
That was me. That was me.
And then I bet you went to your bar
oh,
and
yeah.
did this
did
again.
It again.
Did
oh,
you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you did.
Oh, yeah. The only brother with ripped up overalls with an NWA shirt singing country ever.
Well, I love the party, and I don't want to be sick next year. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it again.
Was great.
It
was a no,
big, make it even bigger. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
90s
great
theme
job.
Again?
Yes.
Great
yes.
Yeah.
I love the 90s theme. You don't see that a lot.
It's
it was
fun.
Kelly, did Alan have fun?
He did. Oh, gosh, his dream. He loves dressing up like Slash.
Y'all
look so
you guys look great.
And
I was not expecting you to
no,
do that.
You
I don't think
so
people
hot.
Were.
He always dressed up as Slash, but he was like, when I suggested yeah. if we do a couple's costume, I have to be Axl Rose, he about wet his pants. He was so excited. He was so excited.
Wow.
Hello,
you should
I'm
have
Alan.
Seen him putting the tattoos on me. He was just doubled over laughing like, this is so great.
It is great.
He was so happy.
I loved it.
And Kelly stayed in character all
she
night.
Did.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't smile on a single
no,
picture.
No, she didn't. She had her sunnies on. You looked hot.
I stayed in character. Yeah. I was fun. I don't usually do the dress up thing.
I don't think Axl would make out with Slash though. I would
probably not.
I don't think
yeah, it's kind of awkward seeing y'all in the corner.
Maybe they should try it.
Seeing y'all in the corner all hooked up.
Yeah, that was weird. That was yeah. weird. Hey, what are they doing over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, right.
He's doing magic too. I miss his magic.
He was doing magic. Yeah, some people came up and asked him.
Oh,
you can't
so
not
he did
do it.
It.
You cannot not do magic when you're a magician. You
right.
Always ready.
Yep.
Ready to go. All right, we have the never-ending summer contest. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, it's a contest. That means you can win, Kid Nation. We'll tell you all about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Her hair is red. Her voice sounds southern. And if you want to find her, check the dollar store.
No shame in that.
It's Kelly Raspberry on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I will be going to the dollar store today.
You are?
Matter
are you,
of fact.
What are you
going to
go buy?
Well, I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
Because it's a surprise.
For?
My boyfriend's birthday is tomorrow.
Hello,
oh, really?
Yeah. His birthday's tomorrow?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, his children and my daughter and I are taking him out to dinner.
Awesome.
And then Wednesday night, we're going to go see Guns N' Roses.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
He's been super stoked.
Told him
that.
I don't think we should dress up.
No.
Again.
No, you should.
No. I told he really, he's like, should we? I said, no.
Yes.
No.
Kelly. No.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Wearing the t-shirts enough.
You already have the
we have the whole
you
get
have
up.
The whole get up. Because that's what you dressed up as at the kids' party.
Axl and Slash at the kids' party, yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's a pro. Well, I see when I go to like Britney Spears things, people dress as Britney.
Yeah.
And you go to certain concerts. But I don't know if people will go dressed as Axl and Slash.
I bet you they do.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
It might be fun. But
why not?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's all about you guys having fun. Who cares what people think
about
you?
I just want to put those tattoos back on. Those are hard to get off. I was scrubbing with alcohol yesterday.
Baby oil.
Well, the alcohol, and then I had to, baby oil takes it off too?
Yeah.
Man, it hurt.
I don't know why baby oil works so well with
it. The black ink is hard. The red came off real easy, the red and green, but the black was forever.
A paint remover.
Maybe.
Or
lighter fluid
liquid
might.
Paper.
Lighter fluid might work.
Liquid paper.
Yeah, baby oil is good.
Try that.
I don't have baby oil, but I have vitamin E oil. The same thing, right?
Right.
Try that next time.
We just gave you the lowdown on what went down at the kids' party, at the new kids on the block party.
Yeah.
We did have one bone break.
Oh.
Yeah, Amy, who handles our website, her husband broke his foot.
A charity injury?
Yeah. We didn't even know because, to my knowledge, he was dancing the whole night, so he was a stud about it if he broke it early in the night.
Sometimes you don't realize how bad it is, you know, and you want to keep going and having fun.
Yeah, I want to ask Amy when it happened. Amy, get in here. Amy loves talking on the radio, by the way.
Ask her if we're going to sue. Ask her if she's going
to
Well, don't bring it up now.
People are. You know,
sign a waiver? Everybody signed a waiver.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Oh, we got to get the mic on.
Amy does website.
Hello.
Hi. So your husband broke his foot?
Yes, he did.
How?
At what point of the night?
It was at the end.
Okay.
Okay, so there was a definite moment.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like the next day. Like, I think I did something to my
foot. He was coming off the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
And it was a little uneven. He's broken it before. It was me.
Oh, it was the same.
I smell a lawsuit.
Yeah, and it just slipped right off.
So he planted wrong and snapped. Mm. Did you do the wife thing where you told him, like, no, we still got to go to Al's Bar and have fun?
No. Last time he broke it, I thought, no way. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
And he was walking up for a couple days, and I felt really bad about it. So this time when he said he broke it, I was like, yeah. Okay.
He's broken it before. That means I think we're not on the hook legally, Kelly.
Right.
He's broken it before. It's a pre-existing injury.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we got all that on tape.
It wasn't rehabbed correctly.
Glad we got all that on
tape. Is he all casted up now?
No. We have to see the ortho specialist probably sometime today.
Oh boy.
Surgery?
That sounds expensive.
Well, he did last time, but it's a fracture this time. Not a complete, different direction break last time.
So it's a different direction.
Okay.
We might be back on the hook, Kelly. Yeah,
no, it's just a fracture.
Can
just
he still work?
Well, he took off today, and we're not sure. He lifts 100-pound buckets at work, so he's not going to be able to do that.
He's got loss of income and emotional distress.
Dang!
We are so screwed, Kelly.
100-pound buckets?
Yeah. So he's not going to do that. Maybe they'll give him...
He's a bucket hauler?
He works in the pool industry, and it's just chemicals in the warehouse that he moves around.
Oh, man. And he drives a stick, and he broke his left foot.
Kelly, he works on...
Right. Oh. But still, you need both of them.
Yeah.
He works on swimming pools in the middle of the summer, Kelly. Workers come... I mean, loss of income is going to be huge.
Man, that sucks that he broke his foot.
Yeah.
But he was having fun before that.
A lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, he was in the middle of everything. So.
Yeah.
What did he dress as?
Just a 90s guy.
Just a regular.
He was a Nirvana fan.
He was grunge.
A Nirvana fan, okay.
Yeah. That's why I was dancing by him. If I saw you with a Nirvana shirt, I was right by you. Those are my people. So I dressed up as Kurt Cobain.
That's your fan club.
That's my fan club. Well, tell him to get better.
I will.
I know he's not listening right now. She's probably on painkillers.
Get better.
Tell him please don't sue us for very much.
All right.
Get better soon.
Let him know. Let us know if he needs anything.
Yeah.
We'll be there so
what
fast.
What are you going
to
do?
Oh, I'll be there.
You're going to make him a meatloaf and take it over to the house?
We're just trying to prevent a lawsuit, Kelly.
If Al and I need to, we'll go lift those 100-pound buckets for him.
Yeah. We're trying to prevent a lawsuit over here for the charity, Kelly.
Well, that's what we're trying to do right there. We're not trying to get in trouble with that. No, sir. Did I tell you my wife wanted to watch my performance with my wife?
Huh?
So my wife, I saw her in the front of the stage. She was
wanted to watch your performance with your wife.
I wanted to watch my performance that my wife taped, I meant.
Okay.
It's because Al and I did our performances. And so the next morning I woke up excited because I was like, oh, I want to know what I looked like, what I sounded like. You know, because I never get to do these things.
Yeah.
You wanted to watch your highlight reel.
Because I sang Blink-182. Yeah. That's my age again.
Yeah.
And so we start watching it, and it's the whole lead up to me starting the song, and then the first chord of the guitar hits, and she cuts it off. I'm like, oh, no. And she goes, oh, no, I got another video. I think that's where I got the performance. And then so she clicks the next video, and I was like, well, that was fun. Big Al, you're next.
Oh, no.
And I looked at her.
You know what? She enjoyed the moment.
She was enjoying the moment. Good for her. Yeah. She was, I guess I just got so excited that I just stopped recording because I went to the front of the stage.
That's good. That's good.
But Nick and Russ both recorded it, so we did have it.
Okay. Why didn't Russ dress up?
Russ Face? He was dressed up.
He wore a plaid shirt and jeans.
What That's
is
what
that?
He wore in the 90s.
He's 90s nerd guy.
That's what he wears on Mondays.
That's what he wore. Russ is still on the
Why
in the 90s?
Change now?
90s IT guy.
He's fine. All right, Kid Nation, how would you like to win?
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
It's worked for him for 20 years, Jason.
We told you we had some. We have some trips up for grabs.
Yes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's never-ending summer, and you can visit Florida. Because Visit Florida wants to take care of you and the family. This week's great prize is a trip for four to Reunion Resort. It's a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort in Orlando, Florida. Enjoy a three-night getaway with three championship golf courses, five-acre water park.
Yeah, that's a...
Say the word again. Salamander.
Salamander. And you can celebrate on a rooftop pool with nightly views of nearby fireworks. You can go to KidNation.com for a chance to win. One entry per person once you enter.
All right.
You're all good.
It's KidNation.com.
Yeah. Courtesy of Visit Florida and the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Salamander. Did I say it right?
That's
right. Salamander.
Salamander.
That's that cool lizard thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those things. Again, KidNation.com to
all
enter.
All right.
And over the weekend, we asked you to do something for us, Kid Nation. Since it was the third anniversary of Kid's passing, Kid Craddock passed away 3 years ago, and he was all about helping people. So we wanted to start the hashtag For Kid movement, okay, which we've been doing every year in his honor. Let's see how you did. Give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want to know what your hashtag For Kid was, and we'll be reading some off as well next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh.
For kids.
Yeah. I'd already forgot about it. Yeah. I brought it up off the air.
Kelly's heated right now because...
No, I'm not heated. I'm fine. I'm fine.
She was heated on Friday.
No, I was just like a little perturbed. I wasn't that heated. I was perturbed.
I get it.
I was perturbed.
We'll talk about the text message Big Al Max sent to the entire staff.
And it was for what point?
And
what
I love that the conversation ended up only being the show. And I thought it was only to us too at first.
Oh, no, it was everybody.
Everyone was on
everyone.
It. Not everyone. Yeah. He left some people out.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that here in about 20 minutes. Kelly, you were talking about going to the Guns N' Roses concert. Before we get into For Kid. You're going to the Guns N' Roses concert with your boyfriend.
Yes, and some people have been. Is anybody dressing up?
Kelly, we're getting so many text messages from people saying, just saw Guns N' Roses in Atlanta. People dress up, lots of them, lots of mullets and curly hair, too.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that wasn't dressing up. Maybe that was like,
same issue.
I just get to be me.
tell Kelly that she really needs to dress up for the Guns N' Roses concert. About 20 of my friends went last night and posted pictures on Facebook. Everybody was dressed up.
Oh, man. I don't know if Alan wants to. That wig he wears is so hot.
He looks just like him.
Yeah.
He shaved and everything.
Sexy, hot, or temperature.
Anytime you wear a wig, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, wear a wig to a party, it's great for like the first 30, 45 minutes, then you're going to take it off,
boy.
More likely.
So
he stuck with it.
I regretted my costume.
Unlike me,
did
though,
too.
He didn't take his tattoos off.
Oh, he kept them on?
He likes them.
Mm.
I was like, well, how long are you going to keep them? And he's like, I guess until they wear off.
Maybe he'll get a real tattoo.
He wants to.
Is he kind of looking sexy, kind of looking right for you?
I mean, he said his children were, they repelled his children. They didn't like him. I don't know. He's just like, he wants one.
You,
I don't know.
You
can go with me.
You get hidden.
Yeah, you can get
Let's all go get. Let's shoulder. All go together.
I don't want one. I think I'm all right.
I don't really want one either.
Well, hopefully you guys dress
up. Be honest with me.
I know you don't want. What's that bacon doing in here?
Smelling up the room.
Seriously.
So good.
I'm about to drink this maple syrup I have sitting next to me. I'm just going to drink it.
Big guy just ordered some bacon.
Yeah, one of the interns went and got some bacon for me.
She plated it for you.
So nice. I've never had that done before. Keep that intern. She's awesome. She didn't just bring the bacon in here in a bag and throw it down. She would put the bacon on a plate.
And what's her name, Al?
Paper plate.
Who brought you the bacon?
Nirvana. Miranda.
Close. Nithya.
Nirvana.
Hey, the sexiest voiced intern we've ever had.
She does have the raspy voice.
Party laugh. Yeah. When you hear her laugh back there.
Yeah.
So sexy.
Definitely party laugh.
Nithya just used to come watch us when Jonas Brothers used to come.
Yeah.
I remember her from then. And now okay. She's an intern for us.
Yep.
Excellent intern, according to Big Al.
Bacon bringing awesome. That intern.
I'm telling yeah. you.
She actually did that and said, for a kid.
Yeah. Brought Big Al Mac is bacon for a kid. That's what we wanted you to do this weekend, Kid Nation.
Yep.
We wanted you to do a random act of kindness, because that's what Kid was all about.
Yeah.
And normally you don't post that on Facebook or Twitter because it looks like a humble brag, but this time we asked you to do it because we wanted to raise awareness and to pay homage to Kid. So we wanted you to say what you did with the hashtag for Kid. Didn't have to be something big.
No.
It could be something small, like this text we got here.
Okay.
Saturday, I helped an elderly woman put her groceries in her car, and then I put her car up for her. Hashtag for Kid.
Nice.
It can be something free, just like that, right?
That's small, yeah.
Yeah. How about this from Michelle Rodriguez, who tweeted us and said, when returning the Peanuts movie to Redbox, her and her family left $5 in the case for the next family and a note that said, snacks on us for a kid.
Oh. Wow.
That is really cool.
It's very nice. Zach says, mowed my neighbor's lawn. Hashtag for kid.
Jeanette Michelson, I paid for a sheriff's dinner without him knowing. Hashtag for kid.
Yeah, we had a lot of people help out. Sheriff's, police.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
My mom Candy came across a police officer buying just milk in front of her.
Uh-huh.
At the convenience store, and she was like, I was waiting on a moment to be able to do something like this. So she got it. Yeah. And Steph Mello said, I babysat for a military mom for free for kid.
She babysat
for a military mom who's at home. Yes.
That means the world to parents right there.
Carol Talby says, I'm adopting a classroom at our local school, Bloomingdale Elementary, and giving supplies and support for a whole year.
Wow.
Hashtag for kid.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Take a couple calls here. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
What are you doing, Al?
No way.
I knew that right then you were going to the phone. I just took like a little tiny piece of bacon.
Well, you know, I always get the phone number before I go to the phone.
But I did it. Hashtag for kid. He loved bacon.
And he loved it when you ate in the studio.
He hated
it. That was his favorite thing.
He hated smells.
I'm trying so hard to not,
Al. Unless it was for him.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That little bit. Right when I...
It's good. You need to keep your energy up. That's good.
You just said.
You look malnourished over there. You need to keep.
I've gained 5 pounds, y'all.
Yeah, that's what he said. We were talking about getting food.
I ask if I go, I want to go get some food. I'm hungry. Yeah. No, I'm out.
And then he gets bacon. 4 slices. That's,
yeah.
Pretty good, though?
What are you doing?
Yeah, it looks good. It smells good.
Okay. All right, let's go
to the phones here. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, guys.
So what'd you do over the weekend?
Well, I was at the grocery store just getting a few groceries, and I was behind this lady, and she had probably, I think it was like 3 or 4 kids with her, and she had a cart full, I mean, top to bottom full of groceries, and she went to go slide her cart, and it didn't accept, and she was frantic. She didn't know why. She was saying that this was the grocery she had for the rest of the month for her and her kids, and I just didn't know why, but I felt like I needed to pay for her groceries, so I paid for her whole cart of groceries, and she was just so overwhelmed, and she thanked me, and then when I got out of the store, I turned on 104.3 The Party, and that's when I heard about your hashtag for kid, and I just thought that was so crazy that I did that, and then I had heard about the hashtag for kid that you guys were doing.
Sign.
Awesome, Bethany. It was meant to be.
Yes, definitely.
And she will never forget that moment.
Nice
I guarantee
gesture,
you.
Babe. Nice gesture.
Out of all moments, there's a moment when someone can't afford to buy food.
That's the worst feeling.
I remember as a kid when my mom wasn't able to pay for food. And as a kid, I was probably like 9 or 10 years old. I knew how embarrassing it was for my mom. And somebody paid for us one time. And I'll never forget. I don't know the man's name, but I'll never forget that person's face.
Yeah.
And it's been, 15 years since that happened? And I still remember the guy's. Okay, it was like 20 years, but whatever. Thank you, Bethany, for doing that.
Yep.
We're doing hashtag for kid, those nice things you did over the weekend for somebody. Let's go to, Chris saving lives over here. What's going on, Chris?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Yeah. So what happened over the weekend?
Well, I drive 2 hours to work every day, and about Friday evening on my way home from work, on a busy highway, I pulled over on the side of the road to help a poor little box turtle get across the highway.
My man.
I like
that's nice.
A kid would have done the same thing.
That's nice, dude.
You saved a turtle's life, man.
Saved that turtle's life, man.
Hey, dude.
Great.
Way to go, Chris. Hey, how many people drove past that turtle?
Yep.
I saved a turtle's life by calling my neighbors to come get it. I wasn't going to touch it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of turtles.
Disease. They have turtles like salmonella or something.
They do?
Like
yeah, you have to really wash your hands.
Dirty.
They're very dirty.
Chris, are you sick now?
Nah, man.
See? He's fine.
Stand seeing a turtle trying to struggle across the road.
Yeah.
You can't do
very
that.
Sweet.
Even if
the turtle struggle is real.
Right.
The turtle struggle is real, Kelly. Let's go with Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
So what'd you do? You did it for a teacher?
I did. I saw a lady buying a whole bunch of school supplies at the Walmart, and I asked her if she had a bunch of kids. She goes, no, I'm a teacher, and they always run out of school supplies.
Mm.
So I wanted to do something for her, so I dug in my wallet and found a gift card that I had to Starbucks and gave it to her.
There you go.
Aww.
That's nice.
And they appreciate that because teachers like their coffee in the morning. Get that energy up. Thank you for doing that, Becky. #4Kid. Melanie did something nice for a couple soldiers. Hi, Melanie.
Hello.
So what'd you do for those two soldiers?
I saw them walking into the Walmart parking lot. And there's Whataburgers and Starbucks and stuff like that around it in Lufkin. And so I rolled up to him and said, I hope you don't think I'm crazy, but here's $20. Please go buy your lunch. And it's in memory of kids.
Very nice.
Nice.
Very nice. #4Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing that, Melanie.
You're welcome.
And I bet people get shocked when you do something nice for them. Like, yeah. They don't expect it.
Feel good, though, man.
It's cool to see their face when it does happen. Let's go with Steven. Steven, you helped out a homeless guy and his dog, huh?
Yeah. You know how hot it's been here the last couple weeks?
Yeah.
Walked in 7-Eleven Friday after work. Came out, and he was kind of sitting in the shade near where my car was. And I noticed he was hot, and his dog was laying on the ground just panting. So I walked back in, just got, you know, 4 or 5 bottles of water, a couple of Powerades, put in a bag, came out and said, hey, man, this is for kid. I'm sure he didn't know what I meant, but he's very, very appreciative. And that dog lit up. He poured that water in a bowl for the dog, and I felt a lot better about it.
So. Yeah.
That poor dog. Stunt dog.
Good for you,
man. I've been duped by the homeless man and the stunt dog before, too.
Well, then maybe that one, they were together forever.
I went out of my way an hour. Spent an hour of my time on the interstate trying to get back to this homeless man and his dog and talk to him about his dog and got dog food and a sandwich. And then 6 weeks later, I saw him again and he had a different dog.
Well, maybe the other dog
he had a different dog and I asked him about the other dog and he was like, what are you talking about?
Well, the dog still needs to eat, though. He still did something nice for the doggy.
Yeah.
They just rent those dogs.
They share, maybe.
Probably do.
For the community.
And I still give the dogs stuff.
Sherry, you're sporting a new haircut, huh?
Yeah.
So why is that?
4Kid for lots of love.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
How many inches?
About 13 inches I cut off.
Woo! It's going to make some good
weave.
Yeah,
they have
right
a minimum
there.
Requirement.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the minimum of 10 inches, mm-hmm. and I cut about 13. It's the shortest I think my hair's ever been in 27 years of my life.
Where is it at?
Stopping
your shoulders? Is it around your shoulders right now or higher?
It's right above my shoulders.
Wow.
How's your significant other feel about your new hair?
He actually likes it. He actually never wanted me to cut my hair. And he came home. He works offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. He came home and he said it looks better in person than in the picture.
Huh. All right. Good for you, girl.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Awesome.
Sherry donated 13 inches of hair for kid.
For kid.
Let's take one more call here from Ross.
For Black Thunder.
Black Thunder. Yeah, that was kid's haircut.
Color.
Kid had just colored his hair.
It was black.
So black. He came in and made fun of himself before we could make fun of him.
Yeah,
that's how bad it was.
That's why you wore a hat to your wedding.
Yeah. Oh, man. He did that twice where he messed up the color during my wedding and then right before he passed away. Black Thunder. What's going on, Ross?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Doing great.
Did you do something nice?
Yeah. So what happened was, last week, I just started about 3 weeks ago, started working at a new software company.
Yeah.
And I worked with one guy and a bunch of women. So I decided on Friday I was going to bring some donuts for everybody in the office, you know, just to do something nice and everything. But when I walked in and all the women saw me with the donuts, there was kind of a collective like, no! So I'm thinking, okay, what did I do? Did I mess something up? Like, I don't really know these people super well just yet. And so I get up into my boss's office, and he was like, yeah, I heard you brought something. I said, yeah, I said they didn't sound too thorough. And he goes, hey, man, they're supposed to be starting a weight loss challenge on Monday. So they, I mean, in the end, they were all really appreciative and everything, but it was very close to not being good. I'm glad I didn't wait till Monday.
Yeah. No good deed, though, right?
Hashtag for kid going wrong.
Oh, Ross, thank you for doing that, man.
Good for you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Thank
good job.
You. Hey, and just because the weekend's over doesn't mean you stop doing kind things for others. You can do it throughout the year. Whenever you do something nice or you see something nice happen for somebody, give it a little hashtag poor kid so we can keep it going year round.
There you go.
You know, we can be nice all year. Why not? Speaking of, we might not be so nice next break.
What?
Big Al can send a text message on a Friday and just get everybody all riled up.
Oh, my gosh. Fighting.
I'm already over it.
We'll tell you the cool thing that happened at Al's bar and the text that went on before that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Around this time tomorrow morning, actually 7:50 Central, Simon Helberg. He'll be on the show.
Nice.
Who is he, JC?
He is hilarious. What?
He's from
the Big Bang Theory. He's the guy with the funny bowl cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they all have funny hair, but he's really funny. Yeah. He's got a movie out.
Saw the trailer
coming
for that
out.
Yeah. Over the weekend.
Like a serious
with
movie.
With Meryl Streep.
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
It's pretty good.
Big stuff.
So we'll talk to him about that. Tomorrow morning, Simon will be on the show. So on Friday, I told Kelly this when I saw her when we went to the party on Saturday. I have not had this much fun since probably high school.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because my wife and I went to Blink 182. I was super nervous because they have a new guy in the band, mm-hmm. Matt Skiba. Skiba.
They made you nervous?
Yeah, just because the band's different. You know, Tom's not there anymore, and I'm used to those three guys.
Gotcha.
And so they brought a new guy in, and man, they sounded so good together. It was so hot out there, but I didn't care. I think it's one of those concerts where you could probably lose up to like 7 or 8 pounds in
outside.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Because it was outside. But they sounded awesome. I was so happy that I even went on Twitter and I was like fangirling. I was like, Blink 182 sounds so good with Matt. And I even tagged Mark and Travis Barker, you know, thinking that they care. But Blink 182 liked my tweet.
Oh, they did?
Oh, so then I freaked out again.
There you go.
So that was like one of the highlights of my week, and besides getting to party with you guys on Saturday.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the drama that happened on Friday.
There's no drama.
This is why I couldn't.
Do you have the conversation?
Yeah, I do. I have it in front of Jenna. So on Friday, around 2:30 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. when I was starting to get ready and pumped up for the concert, Big Al sends this text message to everybody on the show, including the support staff. Al, you cannot, in caps, post this, but Coolio's coming by tonight. That's it. So, Kelly, right away, responds.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Kelly's on top of it. Why? And then a minute later, why can't we post and say he's coming?
And why is he coming?
And why is he coming?
Why? And why can't we post? Yeah. Wouldn't you want people to show up at your bar? And
sure.
If you're going to... We just found out late Friday afternoon, and he wants us to come. Like, why?
Right.
What's the occasion if you're going to have to get a sitter or something?
So everybody in the group sat on that because Kelly was asking what we were all wondering. That was at 2:32 when Kelly sent that. At 6:16. 6:16. Almost 4 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I write, good answer. All Al writes is, ha.
Yeah, because he thinks that's real funny.
I love what Kelly writes.
And then Kelly, go ahead and read it, Jenna.
Kelly wrote, yeah, I'll remember that next time you text me and ask me our vacation schedule for the 1,000th time and I don't answer immediately like I always do.
Yeah.
Like I read it in her voice when I see it. But I agree. Kelly is always, you know, we're responsive to text.
Responsible,
sure.
Responsive. Quick with a reply if
Especially
someone asks me anything.
Yeah. You got to tell him then.
So then,
how many times on a weekly basis he asked me what our vacation schedule is?
Every day,
is.
All the time.
You never remember.
And then I'm thinking Al's drunk by his response.
Why ask why?
Why ask why?
He's poking the Kelly bear is what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's all he's doing. So then Kelly was done and said,
I don't even care. Have fun.
I don't even care. I don't even care.
And that's the moment that I'm sick and I'm going to a baseball game and I realize at that moment, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not just the four of us on this text.
No,
I see that everyone's just watching our conversation.
It's awesome.
So no, it's not awesome.
So we never knew why.
It's rude.
We never knew why Coolio randomly...
Never found out why.
He called me up at about 2 o'clock Friday and said, what are you doing? I mean, I look at my phone, I'm like, Coolio never calls me. I'm like, okay, Coolio's calling. So he calls me up, he goes, hey, man, I was catching a flight from Austin to Chicago, whatever. Flight got canceled, and I'm staying in town for a day, for a night.
Be honest. did this go through your mind? Coolio needs me to bail him out.
No, it didn't go through my mind.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, cool. He goes, what's going on at your bar today? I'm like, well, nothing really. I mean, karaoke is what I normally do on Friday night, but nothing big. He goes, okay, well, we'll just come through and hang out for a little bit. I'm like, wow, cool. And so that was the end of it. So now I'm like, I've got a dilemma. Like, I want people to kind of know he's coming, but I don't want to make it an appearance.
Right.
Why not?
Because he's, why wouldn't you tell us?
Like, if you wrote us and said, Beyonce is stopping by the bar tonight, you don't ask questions to that. Or, like, Beyonce's here right now.
Yeah, like, who cares?
I'm just trying to get there. But, like, Coolio, why?
I need reasons.
Yeah.
I need reasons. Do you need me there?
So, first of all, like I said, I didn't want to make it like an appearance. Like, I didn't want to post it out there. And then I'm like kind of using my quote unquote, I'm putting up air quotes, relationship to make money.
Yeah.
You know, and of course I want to make money from the business.
You use every other relationship you have to make money.
You use Kelly Rathbury for free every year.
Yes.
And can't even respond to a question from the person he uses every year.
So wait a minute. So I'm like, why? This is when I got Kelly's text message. I'm like, why? I'm like, what difference does it make?
Why? It does, because it's Coolio. Like, why?
And so I didn't know why. What?
I get it.
Yeah.
Then why tell us?
Because I wanted you to know.
Why?
Can I ask you?
Why did you think I would care?
I just wanted to know.
You don't want us to post it. You don't want us. You won't even tell us why.
I sent the same text message about 15,
don't ever ask me another question
people.
By text because you're not getting a response.
Okay, that's fine.
It's the truth.
I'll delete your phone number.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So
delete it. Delete it.
Okay.
Hold on. Nobody in this office can give Al the phone number back.
Ever.
I don't want it.
Are you really retarded?
Wow.
Oh, you're not.
Big butt.
This
what
escalated.
Is it? Big butt?
Kelly
big
butt.
Flat
Kelly
white butt. It's...
Kelly big white butt. What is it?
Hold on. Let me find it.
Well, he says what it is. I think we have a drop of it.
I think so.
She's a bitter, angry, vindictive woman.
No, it's this one.
Believe
big
me.
Fat white butt.
There it is.
It's in there two or three times. So I got to look.
You have her phone number in there three times because you forgot you had it?
You have it hidden in there or
Kelly,
something?
One's Kel R and one's Kel Fat White Butt or something.
There you go.
Same phone number.
Delete them all.
Yeah.
This
You're
is
really
a big moment. This is like a breakup.
Yeah.
You know, this is the final step in a breakup is when you delete the phone number because you know you don't have that memorized these days.
You have it memorized now?
I don't think I do. Let me see. Yeah.
No, the other day he thought it started with a 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
two.
Yeah.
He was way off.
9.
So anyway, that's there was
did you
just,
delete it?
That's it?
I deleted one of them. I haven't deleted all of them.
You guys can't even make eye contact today.
So it was just—I mean, it was just a random deal. So he did show up and he sang a little karaoke and took pictures with everybody. But I was just trying to not make it where
Did you get his ride to your bar?
Oh yeah. I paid for his tab and
okay.
I paid for
what
him
did
to,
he want us to do?
Well, then you can tell people he's there if you're paying for his tab.
It was not required for you to do anything. I just wanted you to know.
Yeah.
So and plus I didn't want to make it a big deal because he's, you know, he's an entertainer. He might not show up. I'm not paying him to show up. So I didn't want it to be like, oh, I was making a big deal about him coming and he didn't show up.
Chances are most people, if we would have posted that, would have been like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, all right.
But
fine.
There are those people that are big Coolio fans that would have loved the time to be able to drive down from the burbs and go to your bar.
And they would have been really upset had he not shown up.
Well, you say there's a possibility.
There's always a possibility of him not showing up. I would say that anything in Coolio's life
why wouldn't
is probably
you just
a possibility.
Blanket it and just say someone cool might show up tonight.
Well, that's what
and
I did.
Then if he
that's what I did online.
You're like,
that's what
it's
I did
me.
Online. Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. That's all you had to do. Yeah, you could have done your good gotcha thing.
But it was a good night. Gotcha.
Knowing this, now Al is not going to tell us
anything
when someone really cool's there.
He would tell us somebody cool. Actually, no, he doesn't.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Half the
he
time
would just,
I,
like,
I,
have a photo.
Yeah. Half the time, I, you know, because I'm trying to ride that line, you know. I want them to be there and have a good time and think that they can come without me broadcasting it, but I want to broadcast it so because it's cool.
If it's somebody super famous, like Khloe Kardashian when she showed up, or when Mark Cuban showed up, yeah. Al hits you up like right after. He goes, "Hey, Mark Cuban just came by."
He sends us the selfie he took with.
Well, that was after the fact. I mean, I didn't know ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, you can tell me when he's there, and then I show up and be like, "Oh, exactly. That's weird. You're here and I'm here."
JC Eminem came by my bar.
Oh, I would beat you up, Al. Okay, I know we're friends, but I would be so sad. Kelly, you haven't talked in a while. What's wrong?
No, I'm so overwhelmed with emotions.
Are you going to delete Al's number from your phone, too?
No.
No?
See, that she loves me.
No, I don't love you, but I want to have it.
You don't love me?
No.
You
love me. I love
Kelly.
You.
No,
take that back.
No,
I love you.
Back. I'm mad.
You love
can
him.
Still, you can love jerks.
Yeah. Do you love me?
I love people that aren't nice.
I don't feel like loving anybody right now.
Do you love Jenna?
I don't feel like I have anybody right
Alan.
Now, but Jenna's my favorite today.
Yay! Hey, you guys, first time in 8 years.
Had my back
what's up with that, JC?
Occasions today.
What did the guys do? I know what Al did, but what did I do?
Oh my gosh, can you guys let me have this one moment out of 8 years?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got the never-ending summer. Visit Florida wants to take care of you and the family, hook you up to a trip for four to Reunion Resort, all the way in Florida, 3-night getaway.
Orlando.
Great golf courses, 5-acre water park. All you got to do is enter at KidNation.com before Friday for a chance to win. So we're giving you all week long. Don't procrastinate. We all procrastinate, but this time don't, because it's to win a trip.
Right.
KidNation.com is where you can do that. Thank you, Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Thanks. Suicide Squad comes out Friday.
Yeah.
So pumped about that movie.
Oh my gosh, we've been talking about this movie for a year.
I know. And they even went back and did some retakes because
they
of
did.
The
Yeah,
Deadpool.
I actually found that out from someone that went back to do some special effects. They said because Deadpool was so R-rated, really, you know, like over-the-top gory, different than a lot of other superhero movies, they went back and did some edits like that to make it funnier and bloodier.
Well, Margot Robbie, who's probably going to be one of the funniest ones because she's Harley Quinn, she had to learn a new skill while she was filming. She can hold her breath for a really long time, you guys.
I could do like a resting breath hold of 5 minutes, which meant I could do like a...
You could hold your breath for 5 minutes underwater?
Yeah, which I never thought was possible. I was like, oh, maybe I'll aim for 3. I get a little competitive. So my stunt double, Ingrid, she would do a session. She's like, I made it to 3 minutes. I was like, okay, I'm going to do another session. 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes. Anyways, I got to 5 minutes and I was like, you know what? This is above and beyond what I thought I'd get to. I'm good with 5. She did one extra session. She goes, I got to 5.5. And I was like, I need another session. And they were like, no one needs to drown over this.
Like, 5 minutes.
That's impressive.
Wow. I can't imagine. And I'm not. You're going to try it.
I'm not.
JC's going to try it.
JC,
well, I did that once.
His eyes.
When David Blaine tried it and he broke the world record, I tried it, but it was bad.
Wow.
Because I was trying to do it in my tub.
But you can do anything.
Man, 5 minutes doesn't seem that bad, right?
Yes, it does.
It's a long time, dude.
Oh, my God.
But you go to
60 seconds seems like a long time.
Is there a hold your breath coach that I can hire?
Yeah, there's tricks there. Just look up
what she did?
Those people that free dive. They have breathing tips on how to, like,
expand
your lungs. I mean, the free divers can hold it for, like, 15, 20 minutes, something crazy.
I think when I was a kid, I could hold it for, like, 2 minutes. But that was when we were kids. And we used to swim all the
time. Try it. Let us know how it goes. Snapchat it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do a little bit of a...
It's time for Tidbit News.
I love Tidbit News.
We give you the news without the facts.
I love Tidbit News.
Just a little bit.
Come on.
So, a teacher in Florida is suing a school because they wouldn't hire her as a Spanish teacher, even though she doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
She's claiming it's discrimination. How you going to teach Spanish if you don't speak Spanish?
Well, I don't know, JP.
She's going to learn with them. She's going to learn with the
students. I mean, do you have to be a math whiz to teach math?
Well.
I mean, I guess it would help.
Kind of.
Yeah, you do. You should know it at least a little
bit. You have to teach sex ed?
Do they even really have that? They don't have that class anymore.
They do have it.
They do?
Yeah.
I never took a class that was titled that. I thought that was like what my parents took.
I never took one. I taught a couple.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't. There was nothing
and
educational.
That was another edition of Tidbit News.
You had all these kids. You didn't know anything.
I knew how to.
No?
That's not what the class is about.
That's what my class is about.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.